Hello, Ohio!
Mr. Obama's first campaign rally was at Ohio State University in Columbus. He urged those who supported him 4 years ago to do so again.
We will finish what we started. We are still fired up. We are still ready to go.
Next, a similar rally at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Ohio and Virginia are two of the states where analysts believe this year's election may be decided. The condition of the U.S. economy could be the deciding issue, especially in manufacturing-heavy states like Ohio, where the president defended his economic program.
Exports surged, and over 4 million jobs were created in the last 2 years, more than 1 million of those in the last 6 months alone.
The likely Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, says the president is to blame for the sluggish economic recovery. He's also been sharply critical of Mr. Obama's 2010 health care law. At a campaign rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Friday, Romney said the program must be repealed.
First of all, I take away one of the things that frightens entrepreneurs and innovators and businesses of all kinds from hiring. I'll get rid of Obamacare.
The president defended his policy and accused Romney of wanting to move the country backward.
America doesn't need to refight the battles we just had over Wall Street reform and health care reform.
Michelle Obama introduced her husband, as she is expected to do frequently during the campaign.
I'll admit I'm a little biased because I think our president is awesome.
Polls show that the First Lady is more popular than the president. The two rallies on college campuses Saturday are expected to be the first of many for the Obama campaign. Young voters were an essential part of the coalition that helped elect Mr. Obama in 2008, and he'll need their help again this year. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.